This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Samudra Se Samriddhi event in Bhavnagar. The projects include major maritime projects worth over 7,800 crore rupees. Prime Minister also virtually dedicated 21 MOUs worth 66,000 crore rupees of the Ministry of Port and Shipping. Addressing on the occasion, the Minister of Sports, Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal said, maritime sector in India has witnessed unprecedented transformation during the last 11 years with port-led development. He said the port capacity was doubled and record cargo handling and waterways development was witnessed in the country. Earlier, upon arriving in Bhavnagar, the Prime Minister held a massive roadshow from the airport to Jawahar Ground, receiving a warm welcome from the people. Let's go live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
Samudra se samruddhi ki aur jane ki hamari disha kya hai? Uske liye aaj is mahatvapurna karyakram ka kendra Bhavnagar chuna gaya hai. Gujarat ke logon ko, Bhavnagar ke logon ko bahut bahut badhai. साथियों अभी 17 सितंबर को आप सब ने अपने नरेंद्र भाई को जो शुभकामनाएं भेजी है देश और दुनिया से जो शुभकामनाएं मुझे मिली हैं व्यक्तिगत तौर पर सबका धन्यवाद करना संभव नहीं है लेकिन भारत के कोने-कोने से और विश्व भर से ये जो प्यार मिला है ये जो आशीर्वाद मिले हैं ये मेरी बहुत बड़ी संपत्ति है
President Draupadi Murmu reached pilgrimage city Gayaji in Bihar this morning. She will offer Pindadan, a ritual offering for ancestors at the Vishnupad temple during the ongoing Pitri Paksh Mela. A large number of devotees from India and abroad are arriving Gayaji to perform Pindadan and Tarpan in memory of their ancestors and departed souls. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will undertake a two-day official visit to Morocco from Monday. This will mark the first-ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, underscoring the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. During the visit, the minister will attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Bereshid. In Jammu and Kashmir, an army soldier was injured in a gunfight with terrorists in Udhampur district this morning. Based on intelligence-based alert, troops of the White Knight Corps established contact with terrorists on the Doda-Udhampur border last evening. A police spokesman said the terrorists were spotted at Syojdhar area. IGP Jammu said in a post on X that the encounter is underway. Joint teams of SOG, police and army are involved in the operation. The recoveries include one AK series weapon with four AK magazines, 20 hand grenades and other warlike stores. In yet another blow to Pakistan's false claims on the world stage regarding Operation Sindoor, a Lashkar-e-Taiba operative has accepted that the terror group's headquarter at Markaz-Taiba in Muridke was destroyed by Indian armed forces in the operation. In a widely circulated video on social media, the LET commander has admitted that the Muridke terror camp, which was destroyed in the 7th May operation, is being rebuilt. He admitted that many terrorists received training at the destroyed camp. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have stormed into the semi-finals of the China Masters. The duo defeated Chinese pair of Ren Xiangyu and Shai Haonan in the quarterfinals at the Shenzhen Arena yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.